did you misuse your security detail and the state vehicle that you use to drive around in, saying, hey, I got to get to this event. Put on the lights and sirens so we don't have to sit in traffic.
Not once. That story is 100% completely untrue. The Washington Post reporter knew it was untrue because he actually spoke with troopers that have driven me and said it was quite the opposite. What that story was based on was that one of O'Malley Brown's henchmen, the guy actually works in the governor's mansion. I met him maybe once, never drove in a car with me. So, of course, the story is untrue. They knew it was untrue. They said I even got a speeding ticket that I didn't pay. Well, there's a public record to show I never got a speeding ticket. So we know that's not true. But what really people understand is that's what's been going on in this campaign. They're running a campaign about dirty politics, dirty tricks, pulling out some memo that some henchman wrote 2 or 3 years ago and saying, look, Gansler's misusing troopers somehow. And then, of course, all the other media feeds off of it. But what people really want to hear is ideas. They want to know, how are we going to get equal access to education? How are we going to get equal access to transportation? How are we going to get equal access to health care? And that's what we provide. We provide a record of accomplishment, giving voice to the voiceless, taking problems and solving them, and really making our best Maryland.
Are you, when you say henchman, are you referring to the head of the executive protection detail?
Yeah, his office is actually, literally his office is in the governor's mansion. And he, what this is, I mean, people have sort of lost sight. This is a memo that he wrote to cover himself to another police officer that the lieutenant governor said to the Washington Post reporter, go get this memo that we had written and release it. And that's exactly what happened. So we said, look, why don't you talk to the troopers that actually drove me? And of course, I never ordered them to get me a ham sandwich. They don't work for me. Even if I had, let's say I had for a second, for interesting chuckles, I said, I order you to do this. They don't work for me. They work for the lieutenant governor and the governor. And so they wouldn't do it anyway. So it's a whole silly story.
There was a specific incident related in the article where I think you're on Route 97 going from, supposedly you're trying to get from Baltimore to Annapolis on 97, and there's an accident or something, and so everyone's stuck in traffic. And you say, hey, drive on the shoulder. I want to get where I'm going. And among the people you pass as you're on the shoulder is the governor, who's sitting in traffic like everyone else.
Well,
did that story happen?
Well, no, in the sense that I wasn't driving, and I didn't order anybody. I didn't say we're late or anything like that. I was actually reading. I heard about it later that happened. But that was actually why the memo then gets written, because for 20 years, state troopers have their own protocol. They use the lights when they think they need the lights. They try and get their protectees from one place to the other safely. And they're wonderful people, and we need to make sure we support our troopers. That's the problem with this story. It actually undermines the troopers, makes them look like they're doing something wrong. They're just doing their job. And these are people that leave their families, put their lives on the line. And so that's what's unfortunate about the story. Nobody really believes I ordered some troopers to do these kinds of things, because it's silly. But anyway, it's unfortunate.
Delegate Ivey, are you worried that your constituents and that the voters who will decide this race, who have to sit in traffic when there is traffic, no lights, my little sedan doesn't have lights and sirens, are you worried that this story will resonate with people for whom traffic is a serious and growing everyday concern?
Traffic is a real issue, but lies are lies. And I'd like to think that people are grown up enough to be able to see it for what it is. It's just a political argument. It's a way for one side to try to get advantage over another. And really interesting timing, 2 years after some memo, they release it just before Doug announces that I'm his lieutenant governor pick. Come on, don't be.
But traffic's a good thing. I mean, look, we have the number one congested area in the state. And this, the country, our area here, and nothing's been done about transportation. It took 50 years to get the ICC built. It's taken 35 years to get where we are on the Purple Line. We actually need an administration that's going to understand that we have the most congested area in the country. We need to get transportation projects actually built. We need high-speed rail from Baltimore to Washington. We need Corridor Cities Transit. We need the Purple Line. These are projects we actually need to alleviate some of that traffic that we all have to sit in.
You worked in television, Delegate Ivey. Are you worried because you know how we operate? You know how journalists are when they feel there's a story, and certainly this landed on page A1 of the Sunday Washington Post. Are you worried that this will hamper your ability to get out and to be with reporters and to talk about the issues and to have the sort of campaign going forward that any campaign would want to have at this moment when a ticket is being formed and taking its and sort of being out in public for the first time?
Do you know how many people I've heard from about this story who are not reporters? Zero. Nobody cares about the story. people are really focused on the jobs, on the economy, on education. People are not paying attention to what the media has decided is the story of the day, and I'll be glad when we're all ready to get back to jobs and the economy and education.
Talking with Maryland Attorney General Doug Gansler and his running mate, State Delegate Jolene Ivey. A break here, back though with more News Talk right after this.